This talk accompanies the workshop in Chapter 1. It starts with you lying on the floor in semi-supine position. If you have not already done so, familiarize yourself with the workshop material before carrying on with the talk. From time to time, you will notice periods of silence in this talk. This is to allow you time to digest the information. The talk tells you when the session is complete. Let's start by making the most of the position you are lying in. First of all, make sure that your books are resting under your head and not sticking into your neck. Getting the height of the books right for you is a matter of experimentation. You are not aiming to flatten yourself out, so don't think that the pile should be too low. It's better to have too many books than too few. The books encourage your neck muscles to release, so your back can begin to undo its knots and lengthen out. Allow gravity to rest your head onto the books. Take a moment to notice the gentle tide of your breathing as it ebbs and flows in and out of your body. Just observe it and leave it be. Check the position of your legs and feet. Your feet should be about hip width apart from each other and about 18 inches away from your buttocks. This enables your legs to be easily balanced without the need for you to hang on to them. Make sure your knees are not falling towards each other or falling away from each other. Aim them at the sky. Rest your hands on your abdomen with your elbows bent. Allow gravity to rest your hands onto your body. Take a moment just to enjoy being there. Keep your eyes open and your mouth lightly closed. Allow your tongue to rest easily in your mouth, making sure you haven't clamped it to the roof of your mouth. Notice the surface you are lying on and become aware of your back and feet and how they make contact with the ground. Let gravity help you notice your body simply lying in this position. Your head resting on the books, your back and the soles of your feet resting on the ground, your knees pointing upwards. Let your breathing take care of itself, flowing peacefully in and out in its own rhythm. As you lie there, you are aiming to become more springy, so give up any thoughts of flattening yourself out or even of relaxing. You are working to release muscles so you can lengthen your whole body and the muscles themselves can become more elastic and support you better in movement as well as at rest. The work you are doing encourages the natural spring in your system to work for you. You are not forcing yourself to do anything. Rather, you are encouraging a natural process to unfold within you. Take a moment to notice the gentle tide of your breathing as it ebbs and flows in and out of your body. Just observe it and leave it be. We're now going to work with the idea of giving ourselves directions. This is a mental process that uses the natural interaction between mind and muscle. The mind moves and the muscle follows. Gently ask your whole body to lengthen from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes. Make no judgment about how well you are doing this, and no attempt to feel out any result. Simply ask your body's muscles to do this for you and leave it at that. Still with the overall picture of length in mind, ask all the muscles of your neck, those that attach to the back of your head, and those that form the front of your neck and throat to release, so that your head can ease out away from your shoulders. Asking those muscles to let go in this way will encourage your body's natural spring to wake up. Ask your head to direct away from your tailbone so that you are sending the two ends of your spine away from each other. It's just a request, not an action. Paying attention to your shoulders now, direct your right shoulder towards the right, away from your breastbone and away from your opposite shoulder. Take a little time to think this through. Allow gravity to rest the backs of your shoulders onto the ground. Direct your left shoulder out towards the left, away from your breastbone and away from your opposite shoulder. Let both your shoulders direct away from each other, ensuring that your armpits are free from tension. Continue to ask for lengthening through your back. Directing your hips and pelvis now, ask all the muscles around the top of your right thigh, round your hip socket, and the inside of your thigh to release so you can send your right hip away to the right. Direct it away from your center. Allow gravity to rest your pelvis onto the ground. Now direct the left hip in the same way, asking all the muscles to release, directing your hip away from your center, away from your navel, away from your pubic bone. Allow your whole back to lengthen and to widen. Crown of head away from tailbone, shoulder away from shoulder, and hip away from hip. Keep the muscles of the neck free from tension. Take a moment to notice the gentle tide of your breathing as it ebbs and flows in and out of your body. Just observe it and leave it be. Directing the legs now, ask both legs to lengthen from deep out of your back, with both thighs releasing up towards your knees. Keep your knees pointing towards the sky above you, making sure they don't fall apart or get pulled together. Let your feet rest quietly on the floor with your toes lengthening away from your heels. Notice the balance of your feet. Let your ankles be free so that the feet rest evenly on your heels, the pad under your big toes and the pad under your little toes. Be aware of your feet as being lively and springy and avoid flattening them out. Allow gravity to rest your feet onto the floor. Direct your calves and shins to lengthen up towards your knees, joining the direction of the thighs and aiming the knees up towards the sky. Allow your whole body to lengthen and to widen, crown of head away from toes, shoulder away from shoulder, and hip away from hip. Keep the muscles of the neck free from tension. Take a moment to notice the gentle tide of your breathing as it ebbs and flows in and out of your body. Just observe it and leave it be. We're going to consider the arms a little more now. Each direction is a part of an overall picture of expansion. Allowing the shoulders to widen, direct the upper arms to lengthen from the tips of your shoulders to the outside tips of your elbows, and from your armpits down into the crook of your elbows. Allow gravity to rest your upper arms down onto the floor. Direct your lower arms from your elbows through your forearms, through your wrists and into your hands, and on through your fingertips. Allow gravity to rest your hands on you. Take a moment to notice the gentle tide of your breathing as it ebbs and flows in and out of your body. Just observe it and leave it be. Once more, ask your whole body to lengthen from the crown of your head, through your free neck, through your free long back and springy ribcage, on through your pelvis, thighs and lower legs, out through your feet and toes. Active rest is now complete. Take your own time to come back up to standing and walk off quietly into your day. This is the end of track 1.